Hi, I'm Rebecca Hart Franklin from ISO1 Movies, and you're listening to the PVD Cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode 124. I took a couple weeks off, I recharged the batteries, went up, had a great trip to Rhode Island to visit mom and stepdad, but now I'm back, and I'm ready to bring you a great episode of this beloved podcast. But before I get started, I'd like to thank Rebecca Hart Franklin for that introduction at the beginning of the episode. Of course, she's one-third of the people behind I-71 Movies, and of course their big film Dark Iris. Gonna have some news coming out here real soon about Dark Iris, so stay tuned. But it's fitting that Rebecca Hart Franklin introduced this episode because she's in a movie and we're gonna talk about movies. That's right, because my guest for this episode of the PVD Cast is the owner of Video Central over on Bethel Road, Hannah. And Hannah and her brother Max are the people that are always there at the store, but Hannah is the owner of the store. It's a video rental place. That's right. You may say to yourself, What? I haven't thought about renting a DVD in forever, John. Well, you can at Video Central. And, you know, it's a cool place. I went over there a couple weeks ago because I'm looking for Sam Peckinpah films. And you guys can Google who that is at home if you don't know. And it's kind of hard to find some of his stuff. And so I stopped over there and I talked to Hannah for a little bit. And I said, hey, when I get back from Rhode Island, I think this store needs to be highlighted on the PVD Cast. Because if you're in Columbus and you know about it, then you know that I'm speaking the truth when I say it's an awesome place to go and rent movies. But if you aren't from Columbus or you are in Columbus but you've never ventured out that way, you really need to. You really do. It's easy to become a member. I did. It's like $2. The rental prices are pretty reasonable. You definitely need to check out Video Central. And I was very happy to have Hannah come on and talk about it. And I think it's going to be a very entertaining, but it's also going to be a very informative episode of the PVD Cast. I know many of you avid listeners are going, John, you say that a lot. But let's be honest. Let's be honest. I do a damn good job of being not only entertaining, but informative. That's right. I beat my own horn. Beep, beep. That's right. I did. I gave myself some props. In fact, I'm patting myself on the back as we speak. So anyways, without any further delay, let's get on into it. I'm going to take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, you're going to hear my conversation with Hannah, the owner of Video Central. All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting down here with Hannah from Video Central. As I said in the introduction, this is the only independently owned video rental place in the state of Ohio?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah, there's a few chains, but we're like the last independent.
I'm trying to think of any chains. Family Video?
Yeah,
there's those in the Northeast.
Yeah, and I think they have one in Columbus, maybe.
But that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because there's no more Blockbuster.
No more. Well, I think there's some Blockbusters in Alaska, so not really competition for us. But Alaska's got a booming market for video stores, apparently.
Really?
Well they
don't.
Nothing
to do. Yeah.
And their internet connection's not the greatest, and Redbox doesn't like to service up there.
Oh,
so it's like,
wow.
Yeah. It's
like
actually not a dumb
country.
Place to like go open a video store.
Wow.
Yeah. So if this place doesn't work out, I'm going to Alaska. ice fishing.
Get used to the 24-hour days and 24-hour nights. I mean, this is a small adjustment.
Yeah, you know. I could handle it. Ohio's got some pretty terrible weather, so.
All right, so you're at 1299 Bethel Road.
Yes.
Here in Columbus.
Yes.
Right not too far, kind of catty corner from the Winking Lizard.
Yes.
So folks in Columbus that don't know about this place, number one, I don't know how you don't.
Yeah.
But there you go. There you go. Come on out to Bethel.
I always say we're close to Centennial High School.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows where Centennial is.
There you go. Like the, there you go.
Yeah.
So 18 years?
Yeah. Well, wait. What's the math? We opened in 91.
Oh, 91. Okay.
I mean, so, I didn't open in 91.
Okay.
I
wasn't so here. Are your brother Max and you are the proprietors of this place?
Well, I am.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. Max is
yeah. Not. He's just helping out.
Okay.
He's,
all right.
He's a number one employee.
He's number one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Do you chant that when he goes around? You're number one. You're number one.
I call him every night. And I'm like, just remember, you're number one.
So you weren't the original owners?
No.
Okay.
No. I forget the guy's name who owned it. He owned, I mean, at one point, I think there were 9 or 11.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah. So he owned all of them. And then he died like 15 years ago. And at that point, it was us. There was a North Campus location, a Westerville Road location, and a Livingston Avenue location. Those three went to one owner. He bought all three of those. And then the original owner's nephew came and bought this location.
Okay. Because I remember the Westerville Road store.
Yes.
Because when I moved up here, geez, 20 years ago, it was still around down there.
Yes.
And I don't think it's around anymore.
No.
It's gone.
Westerville went first, then the Livingston Avenue one, and then North Campus.
Okay.
And North Campus, God, maybe at least 4 years ago, because it was not when I owned the store, and I've owned it for 3 years. So.
Okay.
So we've been the last for a while.
The last for a while. Okay.
Yes.
So you said 91 is when this store started.
Originally opened.
Originally
yeah.
Opened.
End of 91.
Okay. And when did you take over?
I bought it 3 years ago.
Okay.
June 2014.
Okay.
But I actually got hired on my 22nd birthday, though, to work. And I'm turning 30 next week.
Okay.
So I'm about to celebrate my 8-year anniversary.
So you were originally an employee here?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Right. I came and interviewed and bombed it so bad that afterwards I drove around for an hour in my car crying. It was so bad. It was so hot at the interview, and I was really sweaty, and I was really nervous. And I started talking about like the magic of movie making and storytelling and like just being really cheesy, and the owner and the manager at the time were just looking at me like, it's just a video store gig. And then they're like, okay, one last question, what's your favorite movie? Nothing. I couldn't think of one movie ever made, let alone my favorite movie.
Just blanked out.
Yeah, and they had a poster for Pineapple Express.
Oh my.
So that's what I said, because I saw it.
Oh my.
I was sure I didn't get the, yeah. So.
But you got hired nonetheless.
I'm here.
See?
I think everybody else turned the job down, but yeah, I'm here. I got it.
You won it by attrition.
Yes.
There you go. Well, look at you now.
Yeah.
Now you own this place.
Yeah,
so
rags to riches story. I'm
exactly.
Basically Michael Jordan, so.
Basically.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Same diff.
All right, but why a video rental store? Like when the opportunity came to buy this place, why? Why did you go, no, I'm gonna buy a coffee shop or a clothing store? Why a video store?
Well, I was never gonna buy any store.
Oh,
I mean, the plan was to be like a journalist. Then I got a job doing that after college and hated it, which is a little nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started working here, and I think week one I was like, oh no, I love this place.
Okay.
So, and we kind of talked about me buying it on and off the whole time I worked here. And I think gradually it just went from us joking around to, hey, are you going to buy it? And I said yes one day.
Nice.
And I don't know. I just knew. I knew I wanted it when the opportunity was right. And he asked, and I was like, yeah, let's. Why not?
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So not a. Not a part of the plan, exactly.
No, but that's how
it worked
life
out.
Goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how life goes.
Yeah, yeah, it worked out really well.
And you're an avid fan of film. You know,
huge,
when I stopped in a couple weeks ago, I stopped
fan.
In looking for Peckinpah films, and we
yes.
talked a little bit about it. So, what's some of your favorites, if I can put you on the spot?
Ooh, I hate this.
There's no Pineapple Express poster, by the way, in the back here.
No,
so.
Pineapple Express is my favorite movie. I. It's hard because I'm such a mood watcher. I can't plan in advance really what I'm going to watch.
Okay.
I think I like thrillers the most, okay. Probably. That's what I gravitate towards. But I have a soft spot for any Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Really?
Ever made, yeah.
Really?
He's my first celebrity crush. I used to write him letters. I used to do, like, his monologues from, like, Predator and stuff.
Would you go down to the Arnold and try to find him?
Sit on my dad's shoulders. Nice. Yeah, I have multiple pictures.
I can't believe I just said yes to celebrity stalking. Yes, that's what you should. Anyways, we've all done it. I mean,
I don't, like, have pictures of his children or anything, like, creepy.
I one time tried to find the Junkyard Dog after a wrestling show one time. So I should not throw stones. Anyways.
I don't know, what movies do you watch?
I think, likewise, I have to be in the mood as well. I guess I just never, here's a great example. The other day, I just said to myself, I am finally going to watch this copy of The Friends of Eddie Coyle. Mm-hmm. This is an old 70s film with Robert Mitchum, just because it was laying there, and I'm like, you know what, I'm going to finally watch this. So
had you never seen it before?
I had never seen it before.
Nice.
And I liked it. It was good.
I think you just can't, like, force yourself to watch a movie even if you know it's going to be great. Because if you're not ready for it, or you're not interested in it, if you want a comedy and you take home Schindler's List, you're probably going to not really like it.
Because if you do find that a comedy, there's something wrong with
it. Yeah, that's a different type of person.
Let's just touch on that for a moment. Yeah. If you laugh during that, there's something wrong with you.
It's a good sign to tell if the person you're with is a psychopath, though.
Right, yeah, sure.
No, test number one.
Test one of many.
How do you react to Schindler's List?
so I don't know. I guess maybe I'm a mood person, too. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I can rarely plan what I'm going to watch.
Okay.
Like last night, it's hard for me to, like, pick a movie that I know I'm going to be in the mood to watch today.
Okay.
And I'm also not a movie snob. Like, Arnold was my first crush. I'm not... I occasionally like a shitty movie. Can I guess?
Yeah, by the way.
Sorry.
Shitty movies are sometimes funny.
Even if I don't find them funny. Like, sometimes I find I'm not watching them ironically. I get really into, like, this Mandy Moore movie about escaping, you know, she was the president's daughter, Chasing Liberty. She's a president's daughter.
I must confess, you got me on that one. I've never heard of that, ever.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's not good, but I really like it. So.
Well, we all have guilty pleasures. I think that's...
Although they don't make me feel guilty. I'm like, I just like this. A lot of people came, they showed up, they worked on this movie. You know, I read an article with DiCaprio, of all people, and he was saying that, like, one of the hardest things is when someone comes up to him, and they're like, oh, I hated that movie you were in. And I think that's pretty rare for DiCaprio films, but, like, I think some of his, like, Quick and the Dead, maybe, or something.
Yeah, okay. Some of the early
Critters
stuff.
Critters 3, I think he's in.
Yeah.
But, he said, he was like, man, I, like, went and I showed up for months and, like, every day and worked on it, and everybody else showed up and worked on it. And there are a lot of good people who, like, put a lot of effort into this movie, even if we consider it to be a super shitty movie. And now it's, like, taking the fun out of, like, saying a movie's shitty. Because I'm like, oh, somebody's son worked really hard on that, like, set design.
I must be callous. Because I'm also labeled a movie snob, but only because people at work go, because you just will tell me the unmitigated truth of what you think about a film. And I'm like, well,
but you still watch it.
I still watch it. Right, yeah. Sure.
I don't have any time for people who won't watch a movie because they're a snob.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch movies like that. It's like, oh, screw off.
See, that's where our definitions are different.
I guess that's what I mean by movie snobs.
Gotcha.
Like, the people... Because, you acknowledge, like, all right, this is not the best that anyone could do. Right. But maybe it's the best they could do. You know, they're trying.
Yeah. I'm right.
I mean... I like watching people's...
Bring It On is a guilty pleasure of mine.
I love Bring It On.
It's really not a very good movie. But it brings me joy, and I chuckle at it.
We talk a lot about what our most watched movie is, because I think that can be really different, because sometimes I call them, like, sick movies. The worse a movie is, the more you want to watch it when you don't feel good.
Okay.
So my number one movie is the 2000 Godzilla with Matthew Broderick.
Wow.
My best friend Shelly and I, we watched it every single Friday night to the point where my video store as a kid gave it to us because no one else ever rented it.
Wow.
It's bad. We knew at the time it was bad.
Wow.
But we just couldn't. We'd always get two movies. We'd get something like legitimate. We watched American Beauty together, way too young. Eyes Wide Shut, way too young. Mm-hmm. And then we'd get Godzilla with
Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, and yeah, we knew it wasn't good, but we enjoyed watching it together and eating pizza. It just was nice.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It was like a nice feeling.
Could you maybe come up with like some other movies that are in your top five?
Top five. I love Brick.
Yeah, Brick is phenomenal.
I really like that twist on kind of a classic. I don't want to say things like Shawshank Redemption, which, you know what? I think that A Few Good Men is one of the best written films. I like a good script, and I like an Aaron Sorkin script, so I'd put at least one Sorkin script in there. Maybe Social Network, but maybe A Few Good Men. I think they just make for really, like, perfect round movies.
Okay.
Man, I feel like guilty saying one. Like I'm going to hurt the feelings of another movie I don't say.
I don't.
I do. I feel like them. They're like children. Man, what do I gravitate towards? I love movies about journalism. So, All the President's Men for me as a kid was like really big. And I think one of the big reasons I went to journalism school was I loved that movie. I loved Dustin Hoffman growing up. So I watched Straw Dogs like at a very young age, like an inappropriate age to watch Straw Dogs, which is Peckinpah.
Right.
Bringing it back.
Did you watch Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman? Okay, there you go.
I love that scene where she grabs her chest. that's Brian Dennehy, right? Is that Dennehy?
Who's in Tootsie as well?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, it's been...
He's like an old man that looks like Dennehy. 25 years
since I've seen it.
He looks like Dennehy.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Dennehy's not going to sue us, so... You know.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, if Brian Dennehy's listening to this podcast, I mean, I've just made it.
That's awesome.
It's superstardom for me.
I'm going to say that he is.
Okay, good.
It's the internet.
Who knows?
Kramer versus Kramer.
Okay.
Have you seen that?
I have not.
They hated each other. Meryl Streep and Dustin Hoffman hated each other. And it works so well because they're a couple going through divorce.
Yeah.
But it's just good. I like stories about people just like living an ordinary life.
Okay.
And it's crazy to think at the time that a movie about divorce would be so. I love Mr. Mom.
I don't know. I did too as a kid.
I think it holds up, right?
I haven't seen it in a while. But I'll say I remember as a kid, I thoroughly enjoyed Mr. Mom
and
Gung Ho, which was another Michael Keaton film.
Yes. Oh, I'm really happy Michael Keaton's back.
Yes, he did a very good job as the Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming. I haven't seen that. Yeah, I have yet to see Birdman yet. I would like to.
Ooh, yeah, Birdman's good. But again, like we were saying about mood, like I loved Birdman and I felt really prepped for it.
Okay.
Like I was really ready to watch it. I was really excited about it. And maybe that's Inarritu, because with Revenant, I tried to push it. I didn't want a drama. I didn't want an adventure movie. And I took it home. And like after 10 minutes, I shut it off. Because I was like, you're going to ruin this movie and it'll be your fault. But I watched it later and was like in love with it.
Okay.
But Birdman, when it hits you someday, it will. And it's really good.
Okay. All right. Which you have here in the store.
We do. Of course we do.
Where did you get most of the inventory? Was it just left over from when your previous owners?
Well, we get new movies every Tuesday.
Okay.
So, yes, there was a large amount of inventory that I purchased off of him.
Okay.
But then every Tuesday I get new movies. We have a couple distributors that we work with to get kind of a mix of indie and mainstream titles.
The ignorant people that might think, hey, you just order them from Amazon? You know, but...
I mean, we have Amazon's pretty good for older films.
Yeah, sure, right.
My distributors, I'll order Clueless. We lost a copy of Clueless. Clueless might be in my top five.
Okay, all right.
Sorry. I gotta have a comedy in there. But... we lost our copy, and so to order it, my distributor was going to be like 9 weeks. Wow. But with Amazon, it's like, well, 2 days.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they kind of went on that front. But we also are always on the hunt. So, like, half-price books, garage sales this time of year.
Oh,
so
okay.
We pick up a lot of inventory.
Okay.
Especially because it's a nice market right now because people are just getting rid of their DVDs.
Yes.
But we also accept donations.
I was going to ask, can people bring in
bring in. We don't do buy-sell trade.
Okay.
But a lot of people like to give us their harder find cult or horror movies, I think, mm-hmm. Because they want someone else to enjoy it.
Gotcha.
And that's what we can provide. You know, there's going to be someone that's super happy that we were able to fill out our Argento, like, series, you know. Yeah. And we had the big Argento, but we didn't have every single one. And now I think we have pretty much all of them.
Which, I guess, if somebody's coming into the shop, the first thing they're going to notice is that there seems to be a very large selection of indie and cult movies, documentaries, and whatnot.
Yes.
So was that a specific niche that you said, we got to have that? Or just
that
just
wasn't me. That was something that, I mean, I think Video Central was created being, we're an independent store. Even when there were 9 of us, it's like, we were still the independents. We weren't some major chain. We were always local. And I think that it was, hey, let's provide this for people. And I think with the advent of Netflix, we really were focused on, like, let's have a really carefully curated selection of really good movies. And good not meaning technically perfect, but like Gung Ho or City Slickers, you know, stuff that maybe isn't a lot of the cult movies or grindhouse films that are present at a lot of bad movie nights. But it was important for us to have.
Well, there's no Peckinpah streaming, I will tell you that right now. So
not a single Romero movie on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly.
And he just died. And it's like, you know, I think that sucks.
Yeah, that definitely
sucks. So
there's even an adults only section.
Yes.
So is there any weird things that have ever gone on in that? I just gotta ask. Like,
none of that from that section.
Really? Max hasn't had to go in there and thump somebody
never.
And get her out.
I mean, I've only been here 8 years, so maybe back in the day. But or maybe it's the neighborhood we're in. I've never, any weirdo we've had is not a porn guy. the weirdo,
the quote of the podcast. Any weird guy is not a porn. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I think because they know it's inherently a little bit uncomfortable.
Okay.
So those guys tend to just be nice, go about their business, get their movie, leave.
Is it a big seller? A big rental, I guess?
Yeah, it does well for us. We're like the only Lion's Den just stopped doing adult DVDs. So we're like, I think we have like the largest selection in town.
Yes.
Yeah, Grandma's real proud.
Well, you as yourself, being a woman, you don't have a problem with having that selection.
Right? No, never. No?
Okay.
I think, you know, it exists.
Sure.
Like, porn is a thing. And what you have on the internet, you know, you don't know who's a willing participant. You know, you don't know who's actually over 18. You know, I mean, you can maybe go to a site and hope that they've done their duty. But for us, like, we're not getting any of that. That's not, you know, it's not an option for us to get that, you know.
Well, and let's be honest, it's, as you said, it's out there and it's a part of human curiosity.
Yeah.
So.
What are they, in Pompeii they found the, like, pornography on the streets, right?
I think they did,
Like dicks on the street covered in ash. So,
yeah, so there you go.
The world's oldest profession is prostitution. Now I feel like that's taken, like, a horrible turn for the, not what happens here.
I can attest to it. Yeah. I'm in the back part. There's nothing but DVDs and Blu-rays back here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One HD DVD, is that what it was called? HD DVD?
Laserdisc?
No, not Laserdisc. It was like right when Blu-ray, it was like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. HD. Yeah. You have one?
We have one. I don't
know. Did you have Laserdisc?
I think we did for a minute, but not in my day. But,
oh, man.
But yeah, we had, when we started to get Blu-ray, it was actually, so we had a wall for DVDs. And then the Blu-ray wall was actually half HD, half Blu-ray.
Huh.
And a couple video stores, maybe not in Columbus, but a couple video stores definitely went under because they bet on HD.
Oof.
Yeah. They had a brown case, though. I don't think that was ever going to win. It looks like a Blu-ray case, but instead of blue, it's brown. And I feel like that's the real reason we don't have HD today.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Seems legit.
Seems. That's a good theory.
Mm-hmm.
So how has streaming impacted your business? You know, with Netflix and Hulu and all the streaming services out there, has it impacted your business a lot or just a little bit?
I mean, of course it has. It's odd because, you know, I started working here 8 years ago and there was already streaming. But it was before I bought it. I mean, in the last 3 years, streaming has been everywhere.
Sure.
So I've owned it the entire time that was a huge thing. So I don't necessarily see the impact from year to year. I mean, if you looked at our year now and like 95, for sure you'd see like a big difference. But I think I'm just used to it. That's how we run the store. I do think one of the things that we've noticed is that cable is losing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like...
Because people are cutting the cord and they're...
We find people tend to be using their streaming or their Netflix for television and using us still for film.
Oh, that's cool.
Because, you know, cable is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You only end up watching 4 channels, so people cut that. And Netflix is definitely focused more on television, I think.
Well, and then also, too, on your Facebook page for the store, there was a very interesting article about the idea that... streaming services have kind of buried a lot of great films, especially documentaries and indie films, so that you either A, search and search and search and you give up, or B, you search and search and search and just go, oh, wait, never mind, here's something else. And you end up, you know, like that kind of impulse buy, if you want to call it that, and you don't really get what you wanted.
There's another article but that said something similar. You don't end up choosing anything on these services, you settle for something. And I think that's definitely the feeling. It's like, ugh, all right, I can't find what I was looking for, but you know, I guess this will do. And the quote in the article that I posted on our Facebook about most people don't search and search, like the number of people that don't leave that like initial recommendation, like first page that they put up is like staggering. Like, you don't just click around.
Yeah,
it's like, here's my 18 choices.
I was going to say, I must be the bulldog because I'm constantly spelling out what I want, trying to see if it's there. But and don't get me wrong, it's a pain in the ass to do with the Roku to try to spell out titles that are, you know, this long, which no one can see.
I just put my hands up.
That's welcome to the PPD cast. It happens all the time. Something that I do that clearly is only visual... no one at home is...
It meant a lot to me.
Thank you. I was holding up my hands to show like a 2 foot like parameter.
I like how you were going to say 2 foot, and I was like, that's like a toddler size.
Oh, okay.
So that's where my mind went.
Like a toddler.
I was like, that's like a first grader.
Sure. Yeah. Anyways, of which there were a couple of those in the theater last night while I was seeing Spider-Man.
Yeah,
but anywho, I digress. What about Redbox? Like, Redbox seems to be... you know, I've done Redbox a couple times myself. But there's not a very big selection there.
No, Redbox has never really been a huge threat for us because our pricing is so similar to them.
Okay.
And then we just dominate in selection.
Yeah.
Not to mention we clean our discs when they get rented and when they get returned.
Which they don't sometimes do.
Oh, I don't think they... I mean, who would do it? There's not, like, elves living in the machine. They're like, thanks for your rental, John. And they're like, scrubbing it up. They whistle.
Yeah. They sing a song.
Yeah.
They don't whistle. Cleaning the DVDs, cleaning the Blu-rays.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, who's coming in and being like, oh, let's clean all these every night?
Well, I had hoped that there was somebody that was employed that would at least do that.
I
but
mean,
maybe
but I don't think it goes every day.
No, probably not.
It's not like one guy. There's like a lot of them. But I think it depends on, because I think they're franchised. So it probably depends on like who owns your specific set of red boxes. But I really don't think they've ever been... And when customers admit that they use Redbox, you can tell it's something that they like feel shitty about. Not just for us, but they're like, ugh, I used Redbox. Never again. You know, I mean, it's just like...
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. And I was saying earlier when you walked in that bad weather is really good for me.
Yes.
Because people rent a lot of movies. It's really bad for Redbox.
Really?
Because you're outside.
Yes, a lot of them.
So if it's like torrential downpour,
you're
they used to be inside places. like inside the Kroger's or inside, but now you rarely ever see one inside.
I will say in the borough of Westerville, we have plenty of them inside. Inside the Kroger's, inside the
Westerville? Not in Bethel Road, Clintonville area.
No.
It's the only two places I ever go.
But Westerville, they're all inside. Inside the Walmart, inside. But
Westerville's a crazy place.
I will state this. A lot of times, it's like, I don't want to even go and fight the traffic to go to Kroger to rent. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going, I'm going to go get the movie at Redbox and pick up beer and grab lettuce and cereal. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
Beer, lettuce, and cereal.
Well, and
Dinner of champions. Yep.
A nice salad, followed by some Rice Krispies, and you throw it down with a Yingling Light. So, yeah.
Beautiful evening, yeah.
I believe that used to be what Bruce Jenner had before he competed in the Olympics.
Yeah, that's what it said on the... Oh, I thought it was Wheaties.
Oh, it's Wheaties. Never mind. My bad.
Great. I ruined the joke with my logic. Maybe it was Rice Krispies. No, it was Wheaties.
No, it was Wheaties. It was. Which maybe listeners are going, well, if that's true, then that explains a lot. Yeah. Bruce Jenner, that's what he was eating.
He's making Rice Krispies out of Wheaties. Mm-hmm. That's just a sad life.
Mm-hmm. Anywho, so what's some of the... you talked a little bit about the one HD DVD that you have. Any other
King of California. Oh my God, I didn't...
King of California. What is that movie?
Evan Rachel Wood and Michael Douglas. I think it's like a Wonder Boys kind of knockoff. Like he's
really?
I think maybe they have an affair. I don't really remember it. I've seen it.
She's young.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it November? You know what I mean?
May December.
May December.
I guess May November is if he's slightly younger, right?
Maybe.
He's not quite as old. It's November. Yeah, there's
is there any other oddball like one? You're like, aha, we have the only copy of whatever, you know.
I feel like I always find some sort of discovery. Like there was something in the 90s where they put a lot of chimps on like different sporting apparatus. Like we had a skateboarding chimp movie and like a rollerblading chimp movie.
Of course.
Like I love those. I'm a huge, huge fan of those.
Like Air Bud? Do you love Air Bud?
Air Bud's, now they talk though, and I'm not a huge fan of that. Original Air Bud did not speak. He just spoke through his talent on the court. now they talk and they like go to space buddies, because there's multiple now.
Oh, there's, see, like, I'm so out of the loop when it comes to Air Bud and the subsequent sequels.
I really wish I was out of the loop too. Yeah. Okay. I shouldn't know so much. We just got a copy. We found a copy of the original Westworld, which I was really excited about.
Okay.
Because that show's huge. Yeah, and, like, no one even knew it was a movie.
Yeah.
Which was, like, I don't know. I feel like you need to tip your hat to that stuff.
Most definitely.
Michael Crichton did it. And so we just got a copy of that. Cover is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Old movies had great cover art.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
You know, that there was like an art to it, and not just like, let's put the two lead actors' faces on the cover.
Right.
With like an explosion in the like lower left corner.
Yeah.
I just described like 60% of the latest action films. What else? One that I'm really proud of that we have, and it's not in the porn room, but it's the Alice in Wonderland, like, porn parody, but like the 70s porn parody, so it's not like graphic sex, but it's like you have to be 18 to rent it.
Okay.
And I'm like really proud, like you can't find that anywhere.
No, that's not streaming on Netflix.
That one I like love that we have that in our collection.
I did not know that there was an Alice in Wonderland porn parody
from
the 70s. I was unaware of that.
But it's not like...
It's not like graphic, but it's like it was the classy Cinemax type of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
And it's with a plot, and we call it adult as opposed to XXX. We have that distinction.
Well, RoboCop was XXX, let's be honest. The first cut of it.
RoboCop is violent.
Yes.
Like, way more violent than I remember.
Yes.
Because I always considered RoboCop a children's movie.
What?
I don't know. It just was. It was like a...
Can I will just share with you that it is not, because an 8-year-old me conned my aunt into going to see it, and we left the theater after the 8-minute mark when that first robot destroyed.
Yes, oh my God.
Because I was freaked out.
Wait, you made her leave?
No, she left because when it started, I remember looking at her going, "Aunt Stella," and she's like, "Let's leave, let's go." And we went out, and then she yelled at the manager of the theater because she goes, "Why would you let me take this kid in there?" And he goes, "Ma'am, it's a rated R movie. I just assumed that you were cool with it." She's like, "I was not cool with it," and she just read him the riot act. And meanwhile,
well,
I was like,
"That's not his fault."
I guess not, but in my
I don't know. We watched it like at that age.
Oh, it freaked me out.
Did it?
It was a little too much violence for my particular palate at that particular time.
I like that when you're a kid though, and you watch a movie like that. The worst is when you like beg to see a movie, and then when your parents finally let you watch it, and then you're like, "Oh, I should not be watching this movie." Have you ever had that? I had that a lot. My parents let me watch whatever I wanted, but I would like beg.
It's like that sense of pride, like I'm not gonna go tell them that I want to tap out.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
Or Max, my big brother's 5 years older than me.
Okay,
and so when I was like 8. And they're 13, they loved horror movies. And I loved following them around wherever they went. So I would sit and watch those horror movies, and I was always just like scared shitless, but I couldn't say anything. So I'd hear the music playing in a horror scene, and I knew like the worst part was coming. So I'd be like, "Anyone need a soda? Anyone? Anyone? I'll get anyone anything you want."
Look at that. Smart.
Yeah.
Nice. And then did you run and go, "Oh, what did I miss?"
Yeah.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, and they're like, "Shut up, Hannah." And I'm like, "Oh, thank God."
Yeah.
It was the one that was like way too much for me.
Okay.
That was the one that, well, they made me, I got so scared, but they didn't want me to go, like, they couldn't send me away because then Mom would know they had rented it.
Okay. And what, like, in particularly, do you remember what horror movie?
It. The clown. Oh, horror. Stephen King's King It, one. I okay. think is what you're yeah. supposed to call it.
Yeah. Because the new one is coming.
Yeah, and they were like, "Hannah, you can't leave because then Mom will know." And we're like, "Maybe not supposed to watch this." And so they were like, "Just lay on the couch and turn around and like don't watch the movie." And do you know what's scarier than watching Stephen King's It? Is listening to Stephen King's It.
And going, "I don't know what's going on, but it sounds horrid."
Like, yeah, just like crying. The slow tears of like, "Oh man, that kid is dead and I know it." Oh, it was awful.
Do you guys have video games? Because I just looked up and you have some games up on the shelf, or no?
We used to carry video games. Okay. We no longer do because we couldn't. Partly theft.
Okay.
We had a hard time keeping them in stock, but also we don't really know anything. I mean, I feel like we can give you an expert video experience coming in here. If I had someone on staff that could give you that experience with video games, then I definitely would carry them.
Okay.
But
not
I just
a gamer.
Not
at all.
Pretty much stopped at Tetris.
Okay.
Me.
All right. I'm same way.
Yeah.
Sega Genesis was like the pinnacle of my video game.
Genesis, the one with NBA Jam?
Huh?
I've played NBA Jam. That's like maybe the only actual video game I've played.
Well, I loved NHL 97.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you like hockey.
Yeah, I do. So
I don't know if you'd like, would you, if you don't like video games and you don't like hockey, maybe not the game for you.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll take that back. I had an N64. Because WrestleMania 2000.
Oh, that's cool. That's where
James
you get to
Bond
pick who you play.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And James Bond, Goldeneye.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
Although I always end up in like a corner. I can't get out.
You can't.
I'm like, how is, I'm a person. Turn around. I don't know.
Well, much like, you know, there's not a lot of logic in some video games.
Yeah.
I remember Atari. Like, why on River Raid could you fly over, you only could fly over the river. If you flew over the trees, you would just wreck into them. And like, you're at high enough altitude, you should not be able to. Right?
You should write them a letter.
I should. Dear Activision. This
I know
letter
you
has
don't
been,
make this game anymore, but
this letter has been 35 years in the making. But my therapist says I need closure. What's the best and worst part about owning the store?
Oh, I mean, best part's definitely gotta be the people. When you get to like sit and talk movies all day, I love it. Max and I got invited to, you know, a bunch of grad parties. Kids come in like their prom like outfits.
Nice.
And show us.
Nice.
We get invited to like little kids' birthday parties a lot, and just become friends with actually genuinely friends with the people that come in.
Cool.
To share like stories about movies, get movie tips. That's absolutely awesome. I hate dealing with outsider people, like the distributors, AT&T, the cable companies, like. I don't like the way they run businesses. I think they're shady. And they're just that they don't make it easy. Okay. So that's yeah. always frustrating.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I have like an extra charges on my AT&T bill that I have to call in like every month.
Really?
I hate that.
Yeah.
And I don't like taking out the trash. Those two things.
Those are the two things.
But luckily, Max, that's why he's the number one. He always takes the
out
trash.
The trash.
He does it.
That's
he's
right.
He's the number one trash man.
And employee.
Yeah.
Both.
He's got it all.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the social media.
Okay.
Where yeah. people can get in touch with Video Central.
We're on Facebook.
Okay.
And we're also very active on Instagram. We're at Video Central Local, although there's underscores.
There's underscores. I wrote it down. Yes, Instagram is Video _ Central _ Local.
Yep.
We're on Facebook. It's all together.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So.
You had to,
we had no Twitter?
No. Well, no.
No.
I think okay. I tweeted one thing.
Oh, okay.
And it was, you had me at Hello Twitter World, which I thought was like a really clever Ooh. First tweet for a video store. And then I was like, I got nothing.
I got nothing. Yeah. You set the bar so yeah. high.
I was like, oh, I got the great opening line, guys.
I'm yeah. done. I retire from Twitter.
But okay. But I'm still considering using Twitter, but now I feel like I've screwed the pooch. Is that a saying? Screwed
yeah,
the pooch?
That yeah. is. Yeah. Well.
Oh, that's a gross. I'm thinking, does that mean what I...
Oh, I believe that's what it means, yes.
Oh, God.
There's some...
I'm going to stop using that phrase.
Inner erotica. Yeah. Interspecies erotica going on there, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. What a great note to end this on.
Well, all right. Well, let's remind folks, 1299 Bethel Road is where the store is located.
365. We never close.
You never close?
Well, we're open every day.
Okay.
11 a.m.
Even on Christmas?
Even on Christmas. My favorite day of the year to work.
Really?
Yeah. People always bring cookies because they feel really bad that you're working on Christmas. Huh. I make myself sick on Video Central cookies every Christmas.
But Christmas Eve, I know, is a big movie going.
Yeah.
I was introduced to that many, many years ago. My family, that was not the case. But I dating another young lady that it was a big deal. Her family would go to the movies on Christmas Eve. And I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. Christmas is a fairly busy day for us.
It
fairly
is?
Nice day.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Even Labor Day.
You'll be Especially open on Labor Day. Yeah.
On Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah.
Okay. Boxing Day for Canada? I don't know.
I was going to say President's Day. Arbor Day. All the major holidays.
Even Festivus.
Yeah. I wish I could think of a really random day to be like, but we are closed on.
We are closed on.
Like National Poodle Day or something.
Yeah. That would be great.
We celebrate. We go hard. National Poodle Day.
You know what? The irony would be is if there's like a National Video Store Rental Day. And you're like, no, we're closed. We're closed. Closed on that day.
Yeah. This day is for us.
November 7th, we are closed.
I think there is like an International Video Store Day.
Is there?
That's
the day you should close. You should be like, nope, sorry. Taking the day off.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's only like 150 independent video
really?
Stores. Well, that was like last year, so there's probably less now, but I guess they celebrate. I guess I'm not invited or something.
Well, don't worry. You could take that day off and everyone in Alaska running a
yeah,
video store
yeah.
can do so
Us
as well.
Us in Alaska.
Alaska and Ohio.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Sister cities.
There you go. All right. With that, Hannah, thank you for coming on. Folks, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up this episode. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Hannah from Video Central. And, you know, I've said it many times before on the PVD cast. I like to highlight and I like to talk about independent endeavors. And clearly, Video Central is one of those independent endeavors. I mean, they're doing whatever they want, however they want to do it over there. And it's successful. And that's a great thing. The selection is huge, people. I can't even do it justice just by talking about it. But, I mean, any type of movie you want, they got it. Definitely swing on over to 1299 Bethel Road and check out the selection. Say hello to Max and Hannah. You can find them on Facebook at Video Central Local. They're on Instagram, Video_Central_Local. I will have a link over at pvdcast.com over under the links tab. Where in case you forget it or you didn't write it down or whatever,
You can just catch it over there on pvdcast.com. So let me tell you where you can get in touch with me. Maybe you want to make a comment about movies. Maybe you want to just talk about this episode. Maybe you just want to chit-chat about anything. I'll talk about anything, man. Whatever. Well, you can shoot me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter, @pvdmvp. And, of course, the PVDcast has a Facebook page, which I would like it if you liked it. Ha ha, ha ha, see there? I would like it if you liked it. Anyways, I don't know. That was really lame. Anyways, facebook.com/PVDcast. And don't forget that you can get this beloved podcast on a variety of different platforms. Obviously, PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is one place. Also through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, the Echo Network, and of course, Pod Paradise, all great platforms where you can listen to this awesome podcast. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and head on out of here. So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening. And I'll chat at each and one, every one of you later. See, I got two U's in there. Anyways, later.